Does it feel like 20 years?
Sometimes yes, sometimes no. Obviously, it does feel like 20 years because I don't really remember all of it. But I can't believe where 20 years have gone.
It was a day when, I mean, all the talk had been about one horse, wouldn't it? Could Mark of Esteem win a QE2? And presumably, if you'd walked in at Ascot and Mark of Esteem wins, you'd have thought, that'll do for my day.
But I'll be honest with you, when I woke up that Saturday morning, September 28th, 96, all I thought is I tried to win the QE2. It was a massive race. All my thoughts was for the race. Obviously, I had 7 rides on the day. When I glanced through the race, I thought, well, I can win the first. I want to win the big race, the third, and I might have a chance in the sixth because it looked a match race between me and Pat Henry. But obviously, you know the story. I won all 7, but that was my thought at the beginning.
Would you accept it? I think perhaps when Decorated Hero had won that big field handicap, you know how difficult those are to win, and you've ridden a favourite in those on any number of occasions. That was perhaps when people suddenly start to think, hello, hello.
You know what? I remember the first 3 very clearly. Race 4, race 5, the Decorated Hero in Faithfully. I hardly remember it because I was such in the crest of a wave, in adrenaline pumping and a high, that 4 and 5, just my natural instinct took over and I just did what I had to do. But I don't remember them at all because I don't know why. I mean, it's like I was in shock like everybody else. So it wasn't until race 6 that I started getting nervous because I thought, well, if I win this, I equal the record. And I got sweaty hands and dry mouth and started feeling a bit anxious because, I was so close to do a record that I thought this is really important. So I went from being really, really happy to really getting kind of stressed again. And then I won the 6th, I was happy again. And then again, the 7th, I do remember it, but I wasn't that bothered because I already achieved what I wanted to achieve. I equaled the record of 320 years that Sir Gordon, Alex Russell and Willie Carson did. So to join those elite people, it was a great honour for me. So I didn't want the last race to spoil it, and I really went out there for 7th like with a don't care attitude, and that's why probably... why the horse won, because I was so relaxed and I just let my natural instinct take over.
I just remember Pat Edery joking after that, because of course he at one stage looked as though he might come and grab you riding Northern Fleet in the last, and he's talked about a wind a furlong and a half out blowing from the stands as if it was blowing him backwards. Did you sense that, you know, there was 30,000, whether they'd backed you, whether they were bookmakers, by that stage the only thing they wanted was Fujiyama Crest to get home?
You know, Sir Michael Stout, who trained the horse, is very rightly to say, if that race was the first, I wouldn't have won it. It was the last race. I was on a high. I had the whole world behind me. I was on the crest of the wave, adrenaline pumping. And for sure, that made a difference. And, when you got to the zone, I think in that race, I was in the zone.
And 20 years on, you've made your peace with the bookmakers, because obviously you're working with Ladbrokes, but has it been a long time coming? Because I suspect for about a year you were public enemy number one in their eyes.
I'm saying up to this day, it's been 20 years. I keep on meeting people from all walks of life, young people, pensioners, cleaners, taxi drivers, plumbers, from all walks of life. There won thousands and thousands and thousands, and in my small way, I've changed their lives, and I'm so proud of it. Bookmakers, in the long run, they always win, so they were angry with me on the day, but I think they made the money back.
And of course, for so many people, you think of Leicester and all that, everybody thinks about, oh, he won 9 derbies and so on. The fact you've got your derby win unauthorised, but that isn't for which people think back about El Dottore. Is that a strange feeling in some ways?
Well, you know, I won every major race in the world, more or less. And I'll always be remembered for the Magnificent 7. I'm proud of it, and I can't explain how it did happen, but it did happen, and I'm proud of it.
And finally, can you ever see it being done again? let alone the fact it's not just an ordinary race day, but on a high-profile race day.
No chance. Won't happen again, sorry.